This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733 is the toll-free number, and we want to know what is going on with your Thanksgiving. Are you having a normal Thanksgiving? Are you social distancing? Are you wearing masks? Are you staying at home? Or, God forbid, are you having a family Zoom meeting while you all eat your sliced turkey sandwiches or whatever?
That'd be sad.
I imagine some people are doing that.
I bet you're right.
855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And the CDC has suggested that people avoid two-thirds of my lifestyle, it would seem, suggesting that Americans ditch singing, loud music, and alcohol.
I heard about
this. For the holidays due to the pandemic.
Yeah, I heard that they were telling people, no more caroling. That's unsafe.
Well, if you're going to a holiday gathering and want to limit your chance of contracting the novel coronavirus, you might have to give up caroling, loud music, and alcohol, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. I'm curious why alcohol got brought into the mix here.
I don't know. Maybe they'll explain it. Because somebody who's drunk is less likely to follow social distancing guidelines.
I certainly am less likely to when drunk.
Mm-hmm.
In a holiday-focused health and safety guideline published by the agency on Wednesday, the CDC offered detailed considerations people should take if they are hosting or attending a gathering or plan to stay or host guests overnight.
How many people actually read these things? Besides the media that reports on it, how many people actually sit down and say, oh, I see the CDC has released some guidelines about how we should behave at Christmas and Thanksgiving. Well, I'm just going to sit down and read all 18 pages or however long it is. I'm sure it's some, if it's from the government, it's excessively lengthy in all its detail.
It is excessively lengthy, but the parts of it that we are going to focus on are not too bad.
But how many people actually read this stuff?
Probably none, man.
I don't know. I just...
I'm going to read it, and our audience is going to hear it, but they're not the average people.
Right. I suspect most people just hear, the rumor mill, and they hear the news media reports about this stuff.
So here are some of their suggestions. Check the COVID-19 infection rates in areas where attendees live on state, local, territorial, or tribal health department websites. Based on the current status of the pandemic, consider if it's safe to hold or attend the gathering on the proposed date. So, No, Johnny, you can't come because you're flying from New York City, which has a higher infection rate than your sister who can come because the infection rate in her city is lower.
Was that what it was saying? Check the infection rates of the potential attendees?
Yes.
So this is for the organizer of the Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Okay.
Limit the number of attendees as
rather
much
than just asking your family member, hey, are you sick? Contacting
your family member probably isn't going to show up if they're sick anyway.
Well, you would think.
Limit the number of attendees as much as possible to allow people from different households to remain at least 6 feet apart at all times. Guests should avoid direct contact, including handshakes and hugs, with others not from their household. No hugging.
No. Just wave at grandma. Hey!
Host outdoor rather than indoor gatherings as much as possible.
Sure, it's freezing cold in a lot of places. But
and it'll probably be snowing because this is New Hampshire. Of course, this is to all of the United States.
I heard it might be warming up this weekend.
It has not snowed very much this year.
But still early. Usually you don't get any significant snow until mid to late to December.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just comparing it all to my first year here.
There's been plenty of non-white Christmases around here.
Okay. Well, my first year here, I was digging a freaking fuel pump out of my car in like 18 inches of snow. So that's my baseline standard of what to expect from New Hampshire winters.
I've been through 14 of them.
Wow.
13 of them.
I'll be there in 12 more years.
Right.
Host outdoor rather than indoor. We talked about that. Even outdoors require guests to wear masks when not eating or drinking. Now, this is on top of being socially distanced.
Mm-hmm.
The whole crap with the mask.
What's that, Grandpa?
The whole crap behind the mask, and people keep forgetting this, is that the masks are really only needed, even according to their own standards, if you can't socially distance.
Not in Massachusetts anymore. As of 2 or 3 weeks ago, they made it so it's mandatory masks everywhere you go, even if you're outdoors and more than 6 feet away from people. It's mandatory masks everywhere.
What happened to this crap being based by science? The science does not support that.
Well, I guess they had some scientists say differently.
Increase ventilation by opening windows and doors to the extent that it is safe and feasible based on the weather, or by placing central air and heating on continuous circulation. Avoid household gatherings in crowded, poorly ventilated spaces with persons who are not in your household. Require guests to wear masks. At gatherings that include persons of different households, everyone should always wear a mask that covers both the mouth and nose, except when eating or drinking. It is also important to stay at least 6 feet away from people who are not in your household. Encourage guests to avoid singing or shouting, especially indoors. Well, that's conflicted by making them wear a mask. If they have to wear a mask, they have to shout to be heard.
Mm.
Keep music levels down so people don't have to shout or speak loudly to be heard.
That's why. Okay.
Zero chance of that happening at my house.
Yeah.
Encourage attendees to wash their hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. If soap and water are not readily available, use hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Now, I will get on board with encouraging people to wash their hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds.
But not most it doesn't people, have to be often.
No, I would say often is stupid. Like, after you go to the bathroom or before you eat, sure.
Yeah, well, that's like normal hygiene, right?
Yes, but most people don't do it. A scary number of people don't do it.
Okay, well, this isn't going to change it.
No, it's not. Provide guests information about any COVID-19 safety guidelines and steps that will be in place at the gathering to prevent the spread of the virus. So
here's your little list of things you've got to do.
Write up your own COVID-19 safety guidelines.
Right.
And distribute them to the attendees.
Make sure you check all the boxes. If you don't, you hate your grandma.
Use one Lysol wipe on the toilet handle every time. I just can't imagine.
That's what they want in California. The rules there say that if you have to be outdoors, all the same crap that you were talking about, and that the bathroom has to be sanitized after every use.
It says here, clean and disinfect commonly touched surfaces and any shared items.
Right.
Use touchless garbage cans, if available. Use gloves when removing garbage bags or handling. Should you sanitize your trash first? Right.
I forget who it was that was saying this, that, you know, basically they were talking to their family and pointing out that if people are touching their mask, then it's all basically for show, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely the case.
All of them do. So all of this is such BS, and it's such fear-mongering, and
The owner of the restaurant that we ate at tonight, he was wearing a mask.
Even though he didn't want to.
Right, but the city will come down on him, so I understand his reluctance.
I get it.
He didn't say anything to us about it, but,
nope.
But he adjusted or touched his mask at least 20 times in the amount of time he was standing there. That completely defeats the purpose if you don't immediately wash your hands afterward.
Yeah.
Here's the most horrifying thing as far as I'm concerned. Treat pets as you would other human family members.
Keep them away.
Do not let pets interact with people outside the household.
So sad. It's so sad. Sorry, Billy. You can't pet that little doggy over there. Oh, yeah, I know. It's your favorite little whatever. Fido's, you know, you love seeing Fido this time of year. But, we can't risk anybody getting the COVID that you don't have.
I don't know if that's really the worst or not, because it continues, and it does get worse. But being an animal lover, I would say that's probably the most jarring one.
It's bad for the humans, and it's bad for the animal as well. Especially
my cats want to be left alone, but dogs don't.
Right, especially a dog. They want attention, and now, you've got to keep the dog tied up, because if you don't keep the dog tied up, it's going to go everywhere.
Or you've got to lock it in a bedroom,
or
something equally awful.
Right. either way, it's not able to do the thing that it naturally wants to do. And every kid, of course, unless they're afraid of dogs, which is, you know, happens on occasion, but most kids want to play with the dog. Nope, can't do that. One of the kids want to play with the other kids? Nope, can't do that either. So it's like, this is the worst Thanksgiving ever.
It is. And you should encourage guests to bring food and drinks for themselves and for members of their own household.
So no
only.
Sharing. No sharing food?
Avoid potluck-style gatherings.
Why go? Why go?
Cook your own Thanksgiving.
You don't actually want to see these people. You want to eat their food.
This is Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred, orange and white, Brittany. But when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DinoVite.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition.
You get some Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
Dinovite. She's a little Miss Hollywood. DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Having taken her...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. 855-450-3733. With you tonight is Aria and Ian. And summer of 2021 is a long way off, but no social distancing and masks will probably be required at ForkFest 2021 if Rogers Campground requires masks.
They didn't this year.
They did not.
The owner was like,
but summer of 2021 is a very long way away.
Yeah, but it was pretty intense, you know, the crackdown during the summer of this year. And
that's
the
true.
Owner of, I mean, Crosby, the owner at Rogers Campground, his attitude was, F them, I'll do this how I want to do it. And they had like a plexiglass thing in the office or whatever. But beyond that, there really wasn't much else that changed. And his attitude was he was willing to fight if the government wanted to bring him trouble.
Awesome.
And that's what it takes. It takes business owners and customers who are willing to stand up for the business owner because they can't do it alone. He knew that with us there, he was protected because he knows
sure.
what has happened in the past when government goons have come to his property during during events like ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Sure. We'll absolutely have his back. You should come up and have his back with us. It's June the 28th through July the 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Crosby is awesome. Rogers Campground is awesome. ForkFest is awesome. It's just the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge and there's no ticket cost. Again, June the 28th through July the 4th, the best place to celebrate Independence Day. It's going to be amazing fireworks. Check it out, forkfest.party, June the 28th through July the 4th, forkfest.party. Now, we're talking about the CDC's asinine guidelines for having a Thanksgiving dinner. Now, obviously, they don't want you to have a Thanksgiving dinner in the first place.
But that's what they're saying. But if you must, then there's all these rules. And I know you said it gets worse.
It does get worse.
I want to interject with some of the examples. Remember I was telling you earlier about the news media and their writings about people going and visiting their family and what they're saying, what are the quotes
from
some of these people.
How afraid they are.
Yeah, okay, so I want to give you some of these examples here. So this is from Reuters, and it's in their article, just sort of their overview about the holiday travelers. Going. Hannah Osnan, 18, California State University, Long Beach student, waiting in line for a COVID-19 diagnostic test at a Los Angeles International Airport, where she hoped to board a 22-hour flight to see her family in Egypt for the first time in a year. She said, "I'm really scared, but seeing family is important to me." Brian McDonough, 47, a construction worker and diligent mask wearer who plans to spend Thanksgiving with his sister not far from his home in Worth, Illinois, says, quote, "We're not going to let COVID scare us." But then he further says, "We tested, we're negative, so life goes on." So he's not scared of COVID, he says, but yet they got tested.
So he's scared of COVID.
I don't know if I believe him. And he goes on with a sort of the standard kind of tough talk, conservative tough talk of Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving, Christmas is Christmas, New Year's is New Year's. If people die, it's going to happen, and there's nothing we can do about it till we get a vaccine. Okay, so that's one of the more reasonable statements you're going to hear. But then again, he did test, and he was scared enough to test.
It's somewhat reasonable,
yeah.
But I mean, it's not going away even with the vaccine.
Right, and then, yeah, and then he's like acting like he's going to get a vaccine. So by no means is he great. Edie Taylor, 29, a building design specialist in Oakland, California.
Oh, God.
Was less sanguine as she prepared to board a flight to her hometown of Birmingham, Alabama, to attend a family gathering and then stay on through New Year's. She said, "It's terrifying. But I didn't have anywhere to live. I just have to get on that plane," because apparently she gave up her apartment in Oakland. So she's, like, I guess moving there till further notice or something like that.
Yeah, who doesn't want to move back to Birmingham, Alabama?
Terrified to do this. Danal Hope of Petersburg, West Virginia, is planning to make fresh cranberries, mashed potatoes, and her famous corn pudding for Thanksgiving, which she'll spend with her visiting daughter and a neighbor. Hope said they would try to social distance in her home, and she planned to have rubber gloves and hand sanitizer on hand. She acknowledged her guests might take off their masks in the home. She said, quote, "I'm trying very hard to comply with the regs because I want this country to get back to where it belongs." Well, lady,
does it belong in masks?
I got news for you. You're not going to get back to where it belongs by doing all the things the government tells you.
No, that's how we never
that's right.
get back to where it belongs.
That's the problem. So that's what your there's your Reuters piece with a little taste of what people are saying.
Well, before we get back into the CDC asinine guidelines, let's go to the phones. We've got Jen calling from Nevada. Jen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Are you with us?
Oh, hey there.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about what our governor just put in as of tonight, midnight.
Oh, boy.
And he did this very quickly after, and I'm in Las Vegas, so a lot of restaurants bought, like, all this food, like, you know, for tables that were coming. So he put this in, like, very quickly after they probably purchased all this food that's going to go to waste. But he now limited all indoor dining to 25%.
Ooh.
Now, I couldn't really tell you what it was before, but it was more than that because I haven't been out to dinner at all. But he also said he limited to 10 people or fewer and no more than two households indoors and outdoors for Thanksgiving. And that now, and this
so
is
he mandated
exactly
this.
What,
so you can't have
California
your son's
government.
Family and your daughter's family.
Not if it's more than 10 people.
No, it's they're
oh,
right. more
than one family.
Households.
Ah, right.
I don't know how they're going to enforce this. I was just curious. I don't know if I, you know, I felt like
they're
going to
rely on snitches.
Would you come
That's
to my
how.
House and are you going to come and check my house or something?
They might. If no, somebody so snitches, that's like, why I said keep your blinds closed.
Well, they'll know by the cards.
No, I want to actually see if the cops are going to enforce this because I just can't believe they're going to. But one thing he did put in, which we haven't had, is he now said, he called it a statewide pause. It's for a three-week statewide pause. He says, now we have to wear masks outside when we're jogging and riding my bike. And like, I'm a big jogger.
In Las
riding
Vegas.
My bike. I play pickleball every night. I'd like to see if they're really going to, like, chase me down while I'm jogging, because I haven't worn a mask. I don't, and nobody really bothers me. There's only, like, one or two stores that, like, really bug me that I need to go into, but other than that, I don't wear a mask. But
insane.
You guys were saying, like, I don't think people are going to fight anymore because the vaccine's coming out, and they're all just going to say, hey, we're getting the vaccine in 2 months, so we're not going to fight these face masks anymore.
What do you think they're going to do after they get the vaccine and then the government goons keep telling them they have to wear the face masks?
Well, I know. I hope the hell not, because, I mean, I'm not getting the vaccine either. But in fact,
well, Ian, but what do you think they're going to do? I know what you're saying you're not going to do. I'm not going to get the vaccine myself. Ari is not either. But what do you think the people who are, like you said, wearing the masks in the expectation that it's all going to go back to normal, when, as we know, they've already said at the national level that they're going to keep telling people to wear masks after the vaccine? So what are people going to do then?
I know they do, but that's funny because I listen to a lot of talk radio in the car and they act like that's not true. So I don't think people believe that. So unfortunately, they're giving up their freedom.
Yes, and they're not going to get them back.
Here's the funny thing. Me and my husband are actually, I don't want to get on a plane because of the mask stuff.
Yeah.
But we need to see his older parents for one
Jen, I'm sorry.
It's so sad.
I'm going to have to cut you off, Jen. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see these people's rude awakening when they're still told after getting vaccinated that they have to socially distance and wear a mask, because that is coming.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Early Bitcoin wallets cashing in. Is Satoshi back? Investment expert Dr. Doom calls Bitcoin a store of value. Bitcoin Cash forks. Everything's fine. Bitcoin price surges above $18,000. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Free Bitcoin Cash when you download their wallet at Bitcoin.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer. Peer through a glass darkly and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Getting ready for the rollout. With three coronavirus vaccines poised to be released,
The focus turns to deciding who gets vaccinated first. CDC Director Robert Redfield tells Fox News those decisions are being finalized now.
The vaccine is going to begin to be rolled out probably by the end of the second week in December. Initially in a hierarchical way, nursing home residents, and then some combination of healthcare providers and individuals at high risk for a poor outcome. And those decisions are in the process of being finalized as we speak.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a new high Tuesday, crossing the 30,000-point mark for the first time. The Dow closed the day up 454 points to finish at 30,046. The S&P 500 added more than 1.5%, while the NASDAQ added 1.3% on the day. This is USA Radio News. President-elect Joe Biden has revealed some of his cabinet picks, and his selection for Treasury Secretary has some ideas for the energy industries. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has chosen former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen to serve as Treasury Secretary in his new cabinet. Speaking with Bloomberg last month, she's ready to tax the gas and oil industries.
Where energy that creates carbon emissions enters the economy, and to simply levy a tax. So I think that's an easier and more efficient way than auctioning permits. But one way or another, we think carbon pricing is important.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The world's largest maker of rubber gloves is shutting down production at 16 of its factories because of COVID outbreaks. Malaysia-based Top Glove is temporarily pausing production at 16 facilities and is running its remaining 12 factories at a limited capacity after more than 2,000 of their workers tested positive for coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-3733, 855-453, as in free to do as I want, which is what I intend to do on Thanksgiving. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And I want to say thank you to Mal Esclavo, who is tonight's amplifier. Now, Mal is a gold-level amplifier, which means that they're contributing $10 per month to the AMP program. Of course, we don't ask that. All we ask is $5 per month. It's the best way, if you like the show, to help us reach a larger audience, to get on more radio stations, to promote the show. Hence his name, AMP, Advertise, Market, and Promote Free Talk Live to a wider audience. AMP.freetalklive.com. It comes with a number of cool little perks, like an AMP-only Facebook group, an AMP-only room, I think, on the Matrix server, and even an AMP-only call-in line. Check it out, AMP.freetalklive.com. Mal, thank you so much for your support. We hope you continue supporting the show. So we're going over the CDC's recommended guidelines for people who just have to actually exist as a human being within the parameters of the quarantines that they have set up, or the restrictions, lockdowns, whatever we want to call
them. You cannot exist as a human being within those parameters.
No, the first of the most ridiculous encourages guests to bring food and drinks for themselves and for members of their own household only to avoid any potluck-style gatherings.
You might as well just have it on Zoom at that point, because they've already said you can't get near the other people. You can't pet their dogs. You can't have any kind of interactions. 6 feet or whatever with these people. They're saying have it outside, sanitize this, sanitize that. And now they're saying you can't even share a potluck dinner. I mean, that's the whole point behind Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Is one, to see the family members, some of whom you really don't want to see, but, you know, two, to enjoy their cooking. Right? You know, grandma makes her famous green beans or casserole, or, you know, the uncle makes the stuffing or whatever. Everybody's got the thing that they do, and they do it well because they've spent their whole lives perfecting this, you know, or they use grandma's recipe and she passed away or whatever, right? That's the whole point, is to enjoy all those different dishes. And now they're just saying, oh, you got to bring your own food? Well, how the hell is that going to even work? I mean, you can't make an entire dinner of different items and bring all of that. You can't do that.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
You can, but it's a several day process. I mean, that was the way Will did it back when he did the Thanksgiving here in Keene.
Mm-hmm.
He cooked almost all of the items. I think some other people brought some items and stuff.
No, people brought items to those. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, he did the turkey, and I think they did one or two other things, but there were people that brought items to that.
I wasn't aware of that.
That's the whole point. That's the only way you can get 10 different items at a Thanksgiving Day dinner.
True.
You couldn't possibly sit at home and make 10 items. You've got a family of 3 or 4 people. What are you going to do with all that food? It's impossible what they're even talking about doing here. So just stay home at that point.
It gets worse, man. Wear a mask while preparing food.
Mm.
Or serving food to others who don't live in your household. So if you do plan to share food with others, they want you to wear a mask in the privacy and comfort of your home while preparing that food. All attendees should have a plan for where to store their mask while eating and drinking.
You need a plan for that?
Keep it in a dry, breathable bag to keep it clean between uses. This is real life, man.
Putting it in a bag doesn't clean your mask, okay?
Limit people going in and out of the areas where food is being prepared or handled, such as in the kitchen or around the grill. Have one person who is wearing a mask serve all of the food so that multiple people are not handling the serving utensils. Now, I hosted an event recently, an Extra Life event, which is this, they stream games for charities. This one lasted 24 hours and they need a place to do it. And I said, hey, I've got the space for it.
Mm.
So, a lot of people came over. They had cakes and some chips and crap to distribute. And they did this. They had one person wearing gloves, who would slice your piece of cake and then hand it to you. And then it was bizarre to see, and I didn't like that it was happening.
In your own home?
Yeah, I served myself, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to have a piece of this cake, and no one's going to serve it to me. I'm going to get it myself, and if you don't like it, I mean, you can end your stream and get the hell out. I'm also not wearing a mask here.
How many of them were wearing masks?
Only one of them.
Okay, that's good.
So, yeah. I mean,
was it the guy serving?
It was a girl that was serving it.
Okay.
I don't remember if she ever wore a mask or not.
Yeah.
I know that only one person wore a mask in a way that anyone had to be concerned about because she had some sort of autoimmune disease or something like that. I don't remember the details. This was like 4 o'clock in the morning when I really encountered these people because otherwise I was not home or I was sleeping. So my period of interacting with them was when there was a small number of people there anyway. I don't know what happened there, but they did have one person serving all of the food. What a crappy job that must be. Use single-use options or identify one person to serve shareable items like salad dressings, food containers, plates, and utensils, and condiments. Make sure everyone washes their hands. Again, good advice. Designate a space.
By the way, the same advice has appeared multiple times because it said earlier in the same document, make sure everyone washes their hands often, it said.
Well, it's good to repeat things like that, right? Because if a person hears something 3 times, then it will stick in their head better than just hearing it once. So I understand that. Hey, look, say as many times as you want that people should wash their hands. I'm okay with that. Designate a space for guests to wash hands after handling or eating food. Limit crowding in areas where food...
What, do you have to have one sink for that? A special spot for people to wash their hands?
Yeah, I'm a bit perplexed by it as well. Wouldn't they just go to the bathroom and wash their hands?
This is so micromanaged. I mean, it is everything so... It is max to the max. You have to designate which space to go and wash your hands. What's wrong with just going to any bathroom sink?
I don't know.
Oh, you have to have a plan with what to do with your mask. What, you need a special bag for that? What?
I don't know, man. I ball mine up and throw it in my purse.
Right. Who cares?
I don't care. It's not. I'm not wearing it to keep me safe or to keep anyone else safe. I'm wearing it because there are some places that I need to go. Less so today, now that a particular store is selling me items that I otherwise have to get from Cumberland Farms, which requires me to wear a mask.
I didn't wear a mask in Cumberland Farms.
Really?
Nope.
Well, I see them every day, so...
All the more reason not to.
Yeah, I would agree.
They didn't say anything to me.
Interesting. They did me.
No.
And so did the people at T-Bird.
Medically exempt?
I didn't tell them anything.
Well, try that.
I just left.
Well, there's that, too. I would say I'm medically exempt, and if they keep pushing it, they're like, well, we don't care. We don't want you. We don't want your kind around here. Then I'll say, all right, well, I'll go shop somewhere else. Thank you. Goodbye or whatever. So.
See, I want to try out the argument, I'm trans, and I refuse to hide my face from the world. I want to try that argument.
That's a good one.
Like, you know, I spent 20 years
they won't know what to
hiding
say.
My... exactly, yeah. Right? Like, I spent enough time hiding my face from the world, and I'll back off, right? Yep. How will that go down? Right?
Don't tease. Do it.
I've got to find somewhere that gives me the opportunity to. Mm-hmm. And so far, no one has really challenged me on not wearing a mask.
That's good. Nobody got kicked out of... Our co-host, nobody got kicked out, apparently, of Dunkin' Donuts today. But he didn't try the exemption.
D'Angelo's has no sign up, I've noticed, saying that signs are required. They're the only restaurant I've seen that didn't.
That doesn't have a sign up?
Yeah.
Saying that masks are required?
No sign.
Fucking Great doesn't have it.
Okay.
And neither
does
Fritz.
Not.
The place we went today, there was no signage on that door.
The Jamaica spot that we like has a sign that says, please wear a mask.
Yep.
But it's
unenforced.
Yeah, it's a request, so to speak. So change and launder linen items like seat covers, tablecloths, linen napkins immediately following the event. Again, offer no-touch trash cans for guests to easily throw away food items. Wash dishes in the dishwasher or with hot soapy water immediately following the gathering.
Well, why does it matter whether it's immediate? I mean, what does it matter?
I don't know.
You're going to wash the dish. I mean, look, I support washing your dishes quickly, right? I don't want to make it sound like I like leaving dishes stacked. But does it matter whether you let them sit there for an hour while you go visit with grandma before, you know, she has to go home or whatever? I think you can probably leave the dishes stacked there for an hour, and it's not like COVID's not going to jump off the dish and attack you.
We have more stupid suggestions from the CDC, and again, avoid singing. They really don't want people being merry. This is Free Talk Live.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And it's Ian.
And we're going over the CDC's insane guidelines for those people who absolutely have to celebrate Thanksgiving or get together with their families for the holidays or whatever they're trying to do. I'm surprised.
No, it's for those who have to, or those who want to, but feel like they have to be in the most obedient manner as possible. Because there are those of us who would like to have a celebration, and we'll be ignoring all of this crap.
That's true.
So this is for the people who want to be as safe as they can.
Visitors.
It is crazy.
It is. Including the most horrific one, I think, so far. I mean, all of these are really bad, but they're bad for different reasons. In my opinion, the most horrific one was keep your pets locked away and don't let them interact with anyone not in your household. Absolutely.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. Visitors should launder clothing and masks and stow luggage away from common areas upon arrival. So,
hold on.
Yes. Upon arrival.
Wait. It's just written wrong, right? Should launder their clothing and masks upon arrival. Like, there's the extra words in there. If you read it in a certain way, it sounds like they're saying you should do your laundry right when you get there. That's not what they actually mean, though. They mean,
the whole thing is insane. That may be what they actually mean. Because you could have gotten the coronavirus on your suitcase.
Bring an extra pair of clothes so you can change into it once you get there.
Keep them vacuum sealed so that the COVID doesn't get to them. Wash hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially upon arrival. Wear masks while inside the house. I am not going into anyone's house if they ask me to put on a mask first.
Nope.
Mask may be removed for eating, drinking, and sleeping, but individuals...
Oh, thank goodness I can turn it on, get rid of it while I'm sleeping. Thanks, CDC.
Yeah, can you imagine waking up at like 4 o'clock in the morning and you need to go to the restroom and be like, oh, I got to grab my mask. I'm at grandma's house. Can't just walk down the bathroom. Can't just walk down the hallway.
Well, that's what they're doing at restaurants, so why wouldn't they do it there too?
Again, treat pets as you would other human family members. Do not let... I agree with that statement in general. It's where it proceeds that I lose interest. Do not let pets interact with people outside the household. I would argue...
Which we've already heard.
You should more or less... Yeah, you should more or less let your pets do whatever they want, as long as it's not damaging to them or to you or to your property.
Is it
going to
tell us something new here? Because it's... I mean, there's...
It's just, well, I mean, this, different angles, avoid singing or shouting, especially indoors.
Yeah.
So
it seems to be repeating the same.
Yeah. It offers the same sort of tips, but from a different viewpoint. Like,
okay,
if you're the traveler, then the first thing you should do when you get there is wash your clothes.
I see.
Or whatever. So, yeah, monitor hosts and guests for symptoms of COVID-19, such as fever, cough, or shortness of breath. Yeah, because it's November the freaking 24th. People definitely, if they're coughing, it's 100% COVID and not allergies or a cold or the flu or any of these other sicknesses that we see all the time. Stay home for 14 days after your last contact. Oh, that's not new. Okay, so that's pretty much the end of that.
Yeah. Well, is that what they want you to do? Is after you go Thanksgiving, you have to then quarantine for 14 days? That's what most of the states are going to want you to do.
That's what I thought it was going to say, but it ended up saying after your last contact with a person who has COVID-19. So that's pretty much the end of it.
But the state governments want you to quarantine when you leave.
They do. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Objection.
Okay.
But there was There's one brewery, 377 Brewery or something like that, here in Albuquerque, just outside Albuquerque. They heard them call into a local radio station. They made one sale today for $16 of revenue.
Wow.
Gross revenue. Yeah. And this is a long established brewery. It's been there for years and years and years. They made $16 today.
Well, that's incredible.
Now, I've never gone to any of the breweries here in New Hampshire. We have several, but they're like sit-down restaurants.
Yeah, every place in New Hampshire that sells alcohol also has to have food.
Okay.
So basically, you can't have a bar. They're all technically restaurants.
See, what I would have understood a brewery to be would be a alcohol processing and distribution center. The place where they brew it.
Well, there's those places, but they also, some of them have a front where you can actually buy it as well. And New Hampshire actually has what's called a nano brewery license, which, you know, I'm not in favor of licenses for anything, but this is, you know, given that you're probably not going to abolish the Liquor Commission right away as a movement of activists, because they're fairly entrenched and they bring the state a lot of money, right? So,
right.
So some free staters and libertarian activists up here actually pushed for this nano brew license, which makes being a brewery who sells some amount, and I don't remember what the limit is, right? Because there's a certain number of gallons that you can brew in a year or something like that, but you can actually brew your own beer and you can sell it to people as the nano brew license, and it's relatively easy to get, from what I understand, in New Hampshire.
So what kind of brewery is this, David?
One that's going to die soon, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, it's your standard brew pub. Like, you got the, you go in and you order your food and beers sitting at the table or at the bar, and so it's basically a restaurant, but a brew pub, you know.
Yeah.
But they make their own beer in the back as what makes it a brew.
So you said this guy called in to talk radio to talk about how terrible business is?
Yeah, called in to say, hey, that they made made one sale all day long, $16.
Did he speculate on why that is?
Didn't have to speculate. It's the COVID shutdown in New Mexico. Oh, and in New Mexico...
What's the shutdown there? I mean, what have things gotten worse recently? What's going on?
Yeah, just in time, right after the election or whatever, for the MLG, Michelle Lujan Grisham, the governor. Oh, there's some real sweet memes on the internet where she's the Grinch and stuff like that. If you look up Michelle Lujan Grisham, governor of New Mexico, there's some pretty good ones. But she locked down as tight as has been locked down here in New Mexico. She did another 2-week round where she literally shut everything down all over again. Been a total circus, and you'd have to look, just if you want the details, search on the internet. It's just basically all shut down, and you can only have 5 people in your home at Thanksgiving dinner. Only 5 people. Only five.
You know, we don't have a new two-week lockdown here in New Hampshire, but we're seeing exactly the same thing. Finding a place to eat tonight was moderately difficult. Mm-hmm. Both of our first choices turned out to be closed.
Yep.
And it's largely because sales are down. There's no point in staying open. Now, the restaurant bar that we frequent that takes cryptocurrency closed, at least for a few days, it would seem.
Mm-hmm.
Then we tried the Jamaican place. They're closed. They've always been closed on Mondays, and they were briefly closed on Tuesdays. But we did find a place to eat, and we were the only people there.
There were a couple of walk-ins for takeouts while we were there.
Were there?
Mm-hmm.
Takeout is popular, and delivery is very popular.
Sure. And the reason why it's popular is because those people are likely afraid.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're seeing the same things here, David. Restaurants aren't...
They're down.
Yeah,
their numbers are down.
They're going to be closed. Yeah, there's no way they can survive this.
Yeah, and well, a lot of them also died earlier this year.
Yeah, in the first round.
Yeah, and now it's going to be round two, and people are scared as they've ever been, apparently. So all the fear is ramping up. You know, oh, the ICUs are full. Fear, fear, fear. And, got to lock down again. Pause. As our caller pointed out, we've got to pause. It's pause time. Pausing all of the things that could make you money and have a nice life and, you know,
I mean, you can't bills. Pause the need to eat and the need to pay your bills.
Yeah.
That's just not going
to
happen.
Well, the government goons will have enough money to pay their bills.
Sure, they
so
will.
So it's okay.
But they don't care about the masses of people that are struggling
right.
to pay their
they
bills.
They pretend like they care. Right.
Sure.
So on one hand,
here's your $1,200 check that will last you basically 2 weeks.
Well, right. And of course, that hasn't happened for months now. Right. Like that's been.
Right. But people
most
are still dreaming
away.
That it's going to happen
right,
again.
Right. So they pretend like they care because all of the language is all about saving lives. That's mm-hmm. what it's all about. No amount of sacrifice is enough to save one life. And so all
including
the
lives of 15 million minks.
Yeah.
That, we talked about that recently, where Denmark culling, murdering 15 million animals in order to save just one human life.
Just wait until they determine that dogs can definitely carry COVID. There's already been suggestions that they could, which is why they're restricting their access at the Thanksgiving dinners.
Yeah. The same for cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got news for them. As you know, I do treat my pets as family members.
Yeah.
You're asking me to kill a family member. And I will not comply.
Oh, they won't be asking if it comes down to that.
And I won't be speaking when I respond to them. Man, this is a crazy world. I can't believe some of the things that we've talked about tonight. The police are going to confiscate people's... There's a real chance that over Thanksgiving, the police will actually kick in someone's door and confiscate their turkey. The troll in me can't wait to see that, but the human in me is weeping. Thanks for listening. This has been Free Talk Live. We do this every night. Head on over to freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live.
Sounds and sounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I've seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.